go ahead and get started. I will make some very, very brief remarks, and then followed by Senator Engler, Senator Callahan, and Senator Days. Then we'll be happy to answer questions. So I'll keep my remarks very brief because I know you probably want to ask questions. I think we had a very productive session. Obviously, some of the highlights of that is working to create a jobs bill that we know will create thousands of jobs, at the same time protecting Missouri taxpayers with tax credit reform. Challenge, obviously, to put that together, but we were able to do that. Very proud of the work that Missouri Senate did on that. Passed a very meaningful education bill, and if you look at, in addition to the changes to the foundation formula, which drives more money into cash, into education, sets a stage for reform in education. If you talk to folks in the halls, they say that would be the sleeper bill of the session in terms of the impact of what it has for Missouri citizens. Didn't quite get there on health care. The Missouri Senate remains committed, though, to providing coverage. We passed a piece of legislation that would have provided coverage for 35,000 low-income working Missourians with the possibility of moving to 200,000 Missourians for health care coverage. We're disappointed, obviously, in that, but that remains work that we will progress with in the future. As I said on the dais, obviously you do not get everything done in one session, and I think we took a huge step forward, a very positive vote on that piece. I would like to thank the Minority Leader, Victor Callahan. I can tell you that we worked very closely together, and he just did a tremendous job, and would like to turn over the dais to him.
Well, I think that we did make tremendous progress. This nation faces a recession. It was a critical importance to the governor and the Senate and ultimately the legislature to pass a jobs bill. I think we got there for the most part. It's my hope that this creates jobs, creates quality jobs, and is part of the general recovery. I also believe that the Missouri Senate very effectively handled the use of federal stabilization dollars and stimulus dollars. I think we did it in a very accountable, transparent way for our taxpayers, and the Missouri budget and our economy is better off by doing that. I agree completely with Senator Engler and Senator Shields in that the priority of the Senate has always been and remains addressing health care. It is clearly disappointing that the 35,000 of Missouri citizens who needed the health care and were part of the governor's initiative did not make it in the final minutes or hours of this legislative session. I certainly am prepared to work with Senator Shields and Senator Engler and the governor to do whatever we must do to address that situation and as soon as possible. I think there were important steps forward in education. As you know, the voters of Missouri approved a gaming measure by Senate Bill 291, which was duly agreed to. We assured that the gaming dollars from removing the loss limits would go directly into education, and we needed to change the statute after the voters approved that measure to assure that that would happen and that it was done in a transparent and accountable way. And so, again, I would just like to say that while we had failures, ultimately in the legislature, I'd like to thank Governor Nixon. I'd like to thank President Shields and Majority Floor Leader Kevin Engler in a Senate that worked in a very bipartisan way to address the problems facing the people of Missouri in this time of national economic crisis.
Senator Engler? Thank you. We've had a good session, and it's weird because my wife saw my wife late last night. She said, well, are you there? And I said, you know, it's like playing a football game, and you're in the lead in the fourth quarter. You still got to finish the game, and we finished strong today. We had great cooperation. And a lot of the things we didn't raise taxes. We actually had some tax cuts in some other areas, and we continued the tax cuts on some of the retired benefits. We did not do what some of the states have done, and that is be financially responsible and use summing the stimulus money in ways that are going to send them off a financial cliff in 18 months, 2 years. We've worked hard together to make a lot of these things happen. I wish the other end of the building would have taken up the abortion bill in a proper manner. I wish they would have taken up health care. They didn't. They chose not to. and that's they have to deal with that. That's fine. But we work together to try to make this state a better place to live and to raise family in all aspects, to get a job. And I was going to say before I turn this over for questions, because that's usually the most open part of these things, these people behind us are the Senate. They're the mortar, the bricks, everything that put it together. They're the ones doing all the work on all the bills, having to learn all the bills. And because, you know, nobody wants to learn all these integral parts of the insurance business. That's not going to give you any votes at home, or money or anything like that, or the petroleum storage tank, you know, emergency fund, or these things, because they're good government, and they do it, and they take it up, and they pass them, and they work hard and try to work together. So we thank them, and make sure if you have any questions that deal with their areas, if they're chairman or have a particular bill, feel free to ask them questions.
Senator Days.
Thank you very much, and I, too, am extremely happy to be a part of this body. We showed today and to the people of the state of Missouri that we are the upper chamber. Certainly we had challenges, but we rose above those challenges. We faced them. We answered questions. We worked things out, and I think that is what the people of the state of Missouri expect of us. So I'm extremely happy to be a part of this body. I'm also extremely happy that the session is over. We can go back and deal with our constituents as they expect us to do. But know that we are here for the constituents, for everybody in the state of Missouri, and I could not be more proud to be a member of the Missouri Senate.
Well, obviously, health care. We thought the Senate passed a good piece of health care legislation, sent that over to the House, didn't get taken up for passage, but that work remains. I mean, we'll get after that next year and try to get that resolved. You know, the fact is that when you pass health care legislation, you're not just helping the people that you're putting on the rolls and giving health care coverage to. You're helping Missouri businesses, because it avoids the cost shift that we know, the cost of caring for the uninsured. So that was a disappointment, but, you know, frankly, very proud of the way the Senate reacted and passed that piece of legislation and sent it over there, and we'll be back next year to try that. Sure. We all, as you said, we met the Thursday after the election and built on basic principles. The number one of those principles was communication, the ability to constantly talk to each other. And that continued throughout the session. Now, there may have been disagreements, but people continued to talk to each other. You know, the House wasn't quite there on health care, but they were there on a number of other issues, and we worked with their leadership on that. I want to give credit to Governor Nixon. It clearly, as a senator, you can tell that our governor served in the Missouri Senate. And what I would say that he did best, obviously he communicated with us, you know, on a weekly basis, wasn't above coming up to the third floor to communicate with senators, and I appreciate that. But what he did best, he intervened where appropriate and did not intervene when not appropriate. And for governors, now this is now my sixth governor that I've served with, that is a tricky little piece of ability to know when to do that and when not to do that. And Governor Nixon did that very well.
I'd like to add, too, you know, because we're disappointed in the House in a couple areas, but the vast majority, they took up our bills, they passed them with efficiency. And you were talking about communication, it always helps when you ride with the other party floor leader to work out every morning to be able to talk about what you're doing. And even though we may not agreed with each other, it's all the time. He was always, what bills do you need to go to? Is there a priority? What do you need? And he was clearing the calendar, and I was clearing the calendar for him. And that's why we could break even before the end. This last few hours, we were just filling in things that we didn't think that we could have gotten done anyway. We were just, you know, trying to grasp for straws at not high priority bills and try different ways to go at it, but they were doing all of our bills, and I think we got a lot of legislation. A lot of these members' bills that were down at the other end are all passed, and we appreciate that, because a lot of times, even since I've just been here, the six years going on seven now, is you say, oh, we're not going to pass your bills. We're not going to, and you get into a standoff. That just didn't happen this year.
I think the other thing that was evidence of the legislature, particularly the Senate working with the governor, was the excellent job that Gary Nadler did in appropriations of working through all the complications of the federal stimulus and working all those complicated things along with our members' appropriations. The Appropriations Committee of all the committees in the Senate, I think, teaches the Senate how to work in a very effective bipartisan way. And I'd also bring that just today we made a decision that might have appeared like there was disagreement, but we brought all parties together on bringing hopefully $130-plus million to Missouri's unemployed, the $240,000. That was an area that maybe at first appeared to be disagreement, but working together with Senator Shields, Senator Engler, among others, and Governor Nixon, we passed the necessary thing to protect Missouri businesses, but at the same time bring relief and extensions to the 200-plus thousand unemployed in the state of Missouri.
I'm going to give you one sidebar, too. Right behind us, there's several rookies. And for those of you that don't follow this body and you watched today, could you tell who hadn't been here, didn't have experience with it? These people stepped up, took active roles in this body, and did a heck of a job. And, you know, from going in the old days where they said, well, you don't say anything the first 2 years. That's just not the case anymore. They sponsor bills, they answer questions, they inquire in committee, they do yeoman's work, and we want to appreciate. Raise your hand if this is your first year in the Senate. And they did a really great job. Like I said, if you hadn't been here and knew that, you couldn't tell.
We have time for about two more questions. That's a hard one, the disagreement between House, but about
the House of the Bill, this could be a big priority. Several of your members, Governor, obviously a big priority.
Would you like to address that?
Sure. I want to thank Senator Roop, obviously, for sponsoring.
Sure.
You know, Senator Roop had the courage, I think, to sponsor this and on the autism insurance bill, and had to bring a lot of parties together to try and make something happen. And fortunately, we overwhelmingly passed it out of the Senate. Clearly, we were disappointed that the House did not follow suit. Waiting till next year sounds great on a lot of pieces of legislation, but I think for a lot of the families out there who are facing financial ruin for just trying to take care of their children who have significant challenges, it is a priority of ours in the Senate. And we look forward to working with the House next year to get it passed, because time is of the essence as these kids are developing. And it's important to this body. I think we made that clear this year, and we're hopeful for next year.
You know, there were at times, certainly in the heat of debate, I mean, that looks very attractive. But I think if you step back and look at where we're at today and the legislation that finally passed, the fact that, you know, that jobs/tax credit reform bill came together the way it did proved that even with the challenges under term limits and increased use of the filibuster, that you can get very complicated pieces of legislation done. So, yeah, I think that you will constantly have that debate. What we will constantly look at are ways to work together, and whether there's adjustments in the rules or whatever, I think people will constantly discuss that. If I could change gears and make one closing comment, that while the legislative session ended today, there's another set of work that begins today, and that is the work of the 2020 committees. Remember, when I spoke on the first day of the legislative session, I said, you know, I want to transform this body from an organization that essentially is managing a $23 billion business on a year-to-year basis to one that has vision about what this state ought to look like. We have established three 2020 committees around education, healthcare, and jobs. The work of those committees will begin very, very soon, and they'll hold hearings throughout the state. And I think you will see the work product of that in the next legislative session as we begin to shape the vision for what Missouri looks like in the year 2020. And as I will restate, the thing that is very exciting about that is people like myself that are in their second term in the state Senate are not involved in those committees. These are committees that are led and made up of senators in their first term trying to shape that vision of what Missouri looks like. Thank you for everything that you've done for us this session. Thank you for great coverage. We know there are challenging times, particularly for those of you in the print business. We appreciate the challenges you're going through, and we hope you have a great summer. Thanks so much.